We live in a celebrity-obsessed world, don't we? Look at me. Notice me. The Tao teaches something completely the opposite. Listen to the 66th verse of the Tao. Water, again. The sea stays low. And because the sea stays low, all of the rivers and all of the streams empty into it. Because it stays humble, because it stays in that place of just allowing everything to come to you. He was trying to teach us the important lesson of letting what we know is coming come to us. I practice this so much more now in my life than I did at one time. I can remember years ago, I had written a book called Your Erroneous Zones back in the 70s, and it stayed on the New York Times bestseller list for something like 27 months. And many weeks it would be number one, and then it would go down to number three, and then it would go to number two, and down to seven, and all of that. And I was doing the Tonight Show in those days on a regular basis. And what you do is you call and find out where you appear on the bestseller list for the following week on Wednesday. You call up on Wednesday, not for the Sunday coming up, but for the following week. And I called home, and my ego was pretty strong, and I was very much into a lot of notice me. I really believe that true nobility is not about being better than anyone else now. It's about being better than you used to be. And I think I'm better than I used to be. And just about, I mean, I know that I'm better than I used to be in every quality or every characteristic that I hold to be valuable. But in those days, I was into notice me. And I called home, and I had trained my wife to call the New York Times. She had this special number that she could call, and with a certain code, and she could find out where I was going to appear on the bestseller list the following week. So I called her up, and I said, where am I on the bestseller next week? You know, I was out in California doing something. And she said, you're not on the bestseller list. I said, what are you talking about? I was number one on the bestseller list last week. I said, even my voice changed when I said, what do you mean I'm not on the bestseller list? She said, you're not on the bestseller list. I'm sorry. She said, your book is on the bestseller list. Big distinction there, isn't it? Between believing that this is me and recognizing that, you can let go a little bit of that. Listen to verse 66 of the Tao. Why is the sea king of 100 streams? Because it lies below them. Humility gives it its power. That's a very important principle to understand. And I live on the ocean, right next to it. It's my front yard. And always I watch it to learn something from this thing called the ocean, which is the most powerful source of life that we have on the planet. Without it, there's no life on this planet. And because it stays low, so what does this have to say to us? Do you have the capacity to get past that ego need to always be saying, notice me, look how important I am? I mean, there's been a proliferation of this lately with this celebrity silly stuff, isn't it? I mean, CNN is doing, you know, full hour shows on silly little things about what happened to this particular celebrity or what happened to that celebrity, and the celebrity's never even done anything. And it's, there's all of this talk about it. And all of the new magazines. I mean, and you go through an airport and you look on the newsstand and all the same photos, just with different magazines. I don't even know what the names of all of them are, but there's like this huge market now that we have for people to get into a state of notice me, notice me, notice me. And how much do we train our young people, particularly in our schools and so on, that the one who is the star is the one who gets the most attention, the one who is the most important and the most valuable is the one that has the most people liking them and so on. This constant obsession with needing to be noticed, when in fact, what I have found for myself is the happiest moments of my life are when I can do it low and slow and not have anybody out there even know what I'm doing. To be able to, I mean, Louise never would have advertised the fact of some of the things I talk about with her generosity. She does it anonymously. It's almost always done in those ways. No, look at me, look and notice me, how important I am, and so on. So much to learn from that kind of wisdom, from that kind of inner connection to the Tao, the ability and the willingness to say, to do it anonymously, to say that you can just get done almost anything that you want to get done if you don't become obsessed with taking credit for it. Remember the movie The Magnificent Obsession? A movie made back, I think, in the 50s. And it was really about what was the magnificent obsession. It was the ability to be able to give anonymously. What is Alcoholics Anonymous? It is everybody stays anonymous. Nobody has a title. There's not even anybody in charge. There's no leaders of this. There's no president. There's no vice president. There's no organization. It's just, here's a group of people who just want to help other people whose lives are out of control. So here's a meeting place, and you come, and one day somebody will chair it, and then somebody else another day will chair it. And one of the things I've found when I attend one of these meetings is that I feel, you'll see so many people who are downtrodden, who feel as if their life has passed them by, who look like they don't have any teeth, they haven't shaved, they're dirty, they're God in disguise. Mother Teresa was asked the question about what she does when she was in Calcutta, and she said, every day, I see Jesus Christ in all of his distressing disguises. All of his distressing disguises. That you can see this source, you can see the Tao, you can see it when, particularly in those who are the most obscure, the most isolated from everyone else. And whenever I go to one of those meetings and I hear people get up and they tell their stories, I feel there's so much presence of the source, of God, of spirit, of Lao Tzu, of Tao, whatever you want to call it, in one of those meetings than I've ever felt in any church. I've never felt the presence of it more. And I encourage you, any of you watching this right now, go to one of those meetings. You don't have to be an alcoholic. You don't have to. I'm not an alcoholic. I don't call myself an alcoholic. I was never out of control. I drank, but I wasn't out of control. But I still go to those meetings. I have people in my own family that have struggled with addiction, and I go with them, and I sit there, and I listen to those stories, and I get shivers down my back when I think about how beautiful it is to be in the presence of people. All they want to do is help each other. There's a movie called My Name is Bill W. James Woods played, and James Garner is in it. And his life just got totally out of control with addictions, totally out of control. And then he went to one of these meetings, and he began to realize, and he said, we can actually take these people, and all we have to do is love them. All we have to do is, and he's so excited about the concept of being able to go out there and offer it. And I keep referring to Louise because she's such a hero to me. There was a time back in the 80s when our president wasn't even able to say the word AIDS, was he? I mean, he could come on. And here was this lady who, before this thing became the worldwide phenomenon that it is, was having meetings in her own house and bringing these people, these downtrodden people who had been labeled outcasts in society, and offering them a place to learn how to love each other and to care for each other. This was long before there was any celebrity status associated with trying to end this horrible crisis that our country has and our world has had. There was James Wood, so excited about the idea of, we can create a place where we're anonymous. Nobody has to know anything about us. We don't have to say our names. We don't have to say anything. We just have to come there and we can help each other. And before that happened, everybody who got out of control with addictions, particularly with alcohol, would die. There was no cure. There was no cure. And where did they find their cure? They found it in being anonymous. They found it in being obscure. They found it in having no organization. They found it in having no elected representative. They found it in having no rules. There are no rules. You just come and we care. If you've been one day or 1 hour sober, or even if you're drunk, you come. We care about you. And you are not that alcohol. Who you are is this divine soul. In the 36th verse of the Tao Te Ching, it says, The gentle outlast the strong. The obscure outlast the obvious. Try to become a little more obscure, a little less interfering, a little less notice me, a little less, you know, one of the specific kinds of things that you can do is just as you're about, when somebody else is talking, just as you're about to interject what you've been thinking about for the whole time, waiting for them to stop talking, just stop and to bite your tongue and say, tell me more. Or, that's very interesting. I have never heard that point of view before. Even if they totally, completely disagree with everything that you stand for, to be willing to listen, to be able to stop, practice it. I practiced it when I did these verses of the Tao. I practiced it every single day while I was working on that. Just staying obscure. And for me, that's not always so easy because of just being recognized wherever I go. And if I saw someone who was about to recognize me, I would just put my head down. I would just walk a little bit past them like something. Right now, I just want to be anonymous. Right now, I want to be obscure. The Tao says, storms always end. Verse 23, fierce winds don't blow all morning. A downpour of rain doesn't last all day. Who does this? Heaven and earth. You're already connected to everything you want or need. It will come to you at the exact perfect time, as the rivers and the streams come to the ocean at the perfect time and place. You gotta trust. You gotta know. It's going to come to you. You don't have to chase after it. You can become a little less obsessed with your ego and your self-importance and who you are and what you've done. And you can get so much more done. And you know what? It's the most peaceful and sweet, delicious way. It's like the song that Cecilia was singing about the rose.